Jeopardy, to take a billhook to the Blackthorn on two short stretches of Roman road, which stand out by their straightness amid the maze of lanes. This is the road we shall follow, an eloquent road, so it will speak to us if we are prepared to listen. Eloquent suggests fluent, forcible, powerfully expressive, lyrical. It can be all these things. Let's have a conversation with this road. It will tell us stories. While this book celebrates the new precision, the latest findings and the determination to set Roman road research on sound academic footings, I am determined not to turn my back on the amateurs, the romantics, and even the dilettantes, nor to shun those qualities of a Roman road that give them their greatest allure. We mustn't reduce these magical relics to three-letter acronyms, to GIS and to CAM, or to GPS. Here, you'll find that the imagination is just as essential a tool for getting at the roads as our aerial photography and LiDAR. The hunt for a road's essence and why it fascinates us is as important as the hunt for its physical remains, which is why I widen the customary evidence base for a road to poems, church walls and hagstones, oxlips, killing places and Rebecca West, hauntings and immortals, and things buried too deep for archaeology. After 2,000 years, the road I am hunting is now made of these things as much as it is of gravel and sand. It is important to remember at the outset that many of us who love Roman roads love them not because they are roads, but for what they have become over centuries of use and misuse. There have already been many excellent histories and technical treatises on the roads the Romans built during their occupation of Britain. I haven't set out to write another, although you will find some road history and a bit of technical stuff here. Nor is this book a general history of the Roman province of Britannia, but inevitably, there are quite a few stories from those times in these pages. They are irresistible. This book is not one of those poetic encounters with nature, a walk to exult in the countryside in the act of walking, while exorcising demons or mulling over some personal tragedy, and yet it bears a passing resemblance to such writing from time to time. It is a hunt through time and space, for a physical road, but mostly for its quiddity and for its charms too, though even that often seems like a proxy for searching for something else. I think that something else might be the power to time travel. I have discovered various ways to accomplish that. I began by pretending to walk in the footsteps of the legions, but I want to get beyond that cliché, to get at what it is to encounter something concealed in the landscape that transports us into the past, or transports the past to us in the present. A Roman road is uncanny, singular in its capacity to reflect both continuity and change over such a long period of time. It can manipulate time and space and open up no end of ways to the past, historical, archaeological, anthropological, technological, and poetic. It makes a fine time machine. Many accounts of walking in someone's footsteps are about the famous writers or artists, soldiers, explorers, the great and the not always good. Their journey is reconstructed from written accounts, histories and letters and diaries and such like. There is nothing so grand or definitive here to guide my steps, only the merest trace of the road written in the landscape in a strange alphabet that can be read only with a remarkable array of tools and strategies. Many of them are technical, some are literary and artistic, but chief among them is a restless curiosity and a romanticism. A Roman road is surprisingly good at feeding that. Which is all a long-winded way to say that this book is, in part, of course, all the things I've insisted it isn't. It is also a paean, an ex-phrasis, a love letter, an attempt to describe the remains of one of these extraordinary feats of human endeavour that are hidden all around us. Not as we might usually describe a layer of stones laid across the land, but with much the same reverence and attention that we might give to a great painting, a cathedral, or a poem. Let's begin at the real beginning, which is also an ending. How would a road disappear? What actually happened to it?